of the Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta, President Prabowo arrived at a hotel in Malaysia at around 7 a.m. local time. During his time in Malaysia, President Prabowo is scheduled to hold a limited meeting with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, in addition to participating in state events. Next, we have Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Indonesian Military Muhammad Ali visited BrahMos missile manufacturer in India while attending an invitation to the India Republic Day parade on Sunday. He hopes in the future Indonesia and India can cooperate in the military field to strengthen the defense strength of each country. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Sejatiku hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi dengan kota sejuta mimpi. Aku datang menghampirimu, ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di mata muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Hati teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Lelah dan tak penting nakal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Soto Bongko. Sumedang, located in Bajansi of West Java Province, is well known with its typical food called Tahu Sumedang. Tahu Sumedang or Sumedang Tofu has no size without any ingredients, but it's very savory and delicious.
Besides Tahu Sumedang, the Regency, which is located around 45 kilometers in the northeastern from Bandung, has various kinds of typical foods which should be tasted by tourists when they go to the city. One of them is called Soto Bongko. The name of Soto, Sroto, Soto or Choto in Indonesia culinary is like soup which is made from meat, broth and vegetables. Different from other sotos, Soto Bongko contains of lontong in it. Lontong is the main dish made of compressed rice cake in the form of cylinder wrapped inside banana leaves. Bongko means big lump. Lontong for this soto is made in big size. Soto Bongko is usually served with lontong, boiling sprouts, pieces of tahu sumedang and fried onion. All the ingredients of soto were watered with hot thick curry dressing. To add the flavor, you add sweet soy sauce in the serving. As a complimentary, Soto Bongko is served with emping and condiment for spicy sensation. Emping is a type of Indonesian chips, a bite nice stack of crackers made from linjo. To enjoy Soto Bongko, please come to Sumedang West Java. You will be easy to find this soto in some places in Sumedang. Usually, this soto is sold for breakfast or lunch. The price is relatively cheap, only around 50,000 rupiah until 25,000 rupiah for each portion. So that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Doing hard work is physical activity. Doing smart work is brain activity. While doing sincere work is part of the heart. That's the quote from Dr. H.C. Susi Pujiastuti, a former Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries from the 2014 to the 2019 Working Cabinet of Indonesia, who is also a business owner and president director of PT ASI Pujiastuti Marine Products, an exporter of fishery products, and PT ASI Pujiastuti Aviation or Susi Air Flight from West Java.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Still in the program, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia on this Isra Mi'raj commemoration. And then here in Indonesia, we are enjoying a very long weekend since last Saturday until Wednesday on the Lunar New Year. So seems like many Indonesians now are enjoying the long weekend with the loved ones. And hopefully this long weekend here in Indonesia can be enjoyed in lovely weather as well. What about in your place, listeners and viewers? Are you also enjoying a long weekend, why don't you share the story of the day to our social media on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. Now it's time for me to present information about the world weather forecast. Let's start from cities in Asia. We have a sunny day in Beijing, Hong Kong, and Tokyo. Let's go to the European cities, like we've got Paris that will be covered by cloud with temperature reaching 9 degrees Celsius. London will be cloudy as well with temperature that may reach 7 degrees Celsius. Madrid will be partly cloudy with temperatures reaching 14 degrees Celsius. Let's go to the American continent with the cities of Buenos Aires that will be cloudy with temperature reaching 26 degrees Celsius. Toronto with -3 degrees Celsius, while New York reaching 2 degrees Celsius. Now we have Australia with the city of Sydney that will be quite shiny with temperature reaching 29 degrees Celsius. Southeast Asia, we have a rainy day in Singapore reaching 29 degrees Celsius. That's it for today's world weather forecast taken from accuweather.com. We'll be back with more interesting information and program only on Indonesia Today.
And I think how much I miss you. I miss you. I wish I knew where I was, 'cause I don't have a clue. I just need to work out some way of getting me to you, 'cause I'll never find love like ours out here in a million years. A million years. My location unknown, trying to find a way back home to you again. I gotta get back to you, gotta get back to you. My location unknown, trying to find a way back home to you again. I gotta get back to you, gotta get back to you. I just need to know that you're safe, even that I'm miles away. I'm the first right back to your side. I don't care how long it takes, I know you'll be worth the wait. I'm the first right back to your side.
Traveling places, I ain't seen you in ages, but I hope you'll come back to me. My mind's running wild with you far away. I still think of you 100 times a day.
I still think of you too, if only you knew. I just need to work out some way of getting me to you, 'cause I'll never find love like ours out here in a million years.
a million years. My location unknown, trying to find a way back home to you again. I gotta get back to you, gotta get back to you. My location unknown, trying to find a way back home to you again. I gotta get back to you, gotta get back to you. I just need to know that you're safe, given that I'm miles away on the first flight back to your side. I don't care how long it takes, I know you'll be worth the wait on the first flight back to your side. To be wasting time without you, don't wanna throw away my life. I need you, something tells me we'll be alright. Something tells me we'll be alright, alright. I don't want to be wasting time without you, don't wanna throw away my life. I need you, something tells me we'll be alright. Something tells me we'll be alright, alright. My location unknown, trying to find a way back home to you again. I gotta get back to you, gotta get back to you. My location unknown, trying to find a way back home to you again. I gotta get back to you, gotta get back to you. I just need to know that you're safe, given that I'm miles away on the first flight back to your side. I don't care how long it takes, I know you'll be worth the wait on the first flight back to your side.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is news from Indonesia. Mataram City Tourism Office, West Nusa Tenggara Province, said around 60 foreign tourists have visited Ampenan Beach, which is a former international port and main trading center on Lombok Island. In the future, the Mataram City Tourism Office is targeting Ampenan Old Town to become a reference for international tourists when it has been designated as a UNESCO site. That's news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jaga dulu jarak kita. kata ingin akhirnya kau menangis lagi. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Oh, bukan ku tak jatuh cinta, lelah ulang kesalahan yang sama. Ku ingin kita jalani cinta, ku ingin kita jalani cinta tanpa tergesa, tanpa tergesa.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Untukmu sepenuh cintaku. Voice of Indonesia.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's life. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in society, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of polo palo. Now polo palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce polo palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument polo palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen polo palo contest besides at school.
Pernah masih jauh saya masih SMP.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, polo palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Bang, bang, bang. They answered over there. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davies, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays polo palo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Ya, musik polo-polo ini kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, polo-polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo-polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, polo palo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds
bang, bang, bang. No tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Polo musical instrument is a pleasant progress, as Davis said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop Polo Polo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah Landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes Polo Polo produce different sound.
Polo Polo ini ada dua macam. Ini Polo Polo.
There are two kinds of Polo Polo. This is Polo Polo. But this one is Tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it. I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of Polo Polo. Mina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya, harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one. It's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Polo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Polo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Polo at that time. I beat it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for Polo Polo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galwanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indeed, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Tahun lalu pujuk-pujuklah sampai besar begini. Beta terlupa mamai.
Corner presents a Malay song entitled Palembang Elok or Beautiful Palembang by Turisman. The song Palembang Elok was written by Turisman and produced by the Cultural and Tourism Service of Palembang City. It tells the story of Palembang, a beautiful, prosperous, and thriving city in South Sumatra. Palembang is described as a place famous for the glorious history of Sriwijaya Kingdom. The lyrics of Palembang Elok carry an important message to continue preserving the arts and culture of Palembang. Well, listener, here is Palembang Elok by Turisman. Happy listening.
Kota sejarah Nusantara mancanegara, kayo seni serta budayonyo peningkan yang tetap terjaga. Kota sejarah Nusantara mancanegara, kayo seni serta budayonyo peninggal yang tetap terjaga.
Voice of Indonesia.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih.
Here is Newsline. Green as a Service Renewable Energy Certificate Service from the state-owned company PTPLN Persero has reached 7,354 customers, or grew by 117% in 2024 compared to the previous year. PLN President Director Darmawan Prasojo said in Jakarta on Monday, Green as a Service Renewable Energy Certificate is a solution for the industrial and business sectors to obtain reliable and affordable green electricity. Next, we have Head of the Technology Platform Service Center of the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education of the Republic of Indonesia, Wibowo Mukti, who emphasized equal internet access is the main key to realizing digital transformation in the world of education. Wibowo in Samarinda on Monday explained digital transformation in the world of education requires support from various factors, especially infrastructure. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
You go, that's where I follow. Nobody's